After finishing their 100th season, the Omaha Community Playhouse is moving into a new era. Previous Playhouse artistic directors Susie Bear Collins and Alex Rodriguez are stepping down and passing the torch to a new team of leadership. After years of work outside the state, Vijay Orduña and Brandon Box-Higdom will be making their homecoming to the Omaha Community Playhouse. Vijay Orduña, artistic director, and Brandon Box-Higdom, associate artistic director, both tell their praise and speak of the impact the Playhouse has made on their past.
Honestly, I'm from Omaha. I went to Central High School. I saw a lot of shows at the Playhouse growing up. I've always been a theater kid. I'm from a big arts family. And so I knew the Playhouse because art was important.
I think for me, it feels really, really good to be home. I fell in love with Omaha, lived here for 12 years, and just fell in love with the Playhouse, the people, the productions, the quality of productions. I was just shocked at how it just feels like when you go to see a show, it is very professionally done.
With passion and a full heart, Orduña and Box-Higdom speak of what this leadership role means to them.
Last summer, I had an opportunity to work with the executive director on an audition workshop. When the position opened, she reached out to me and asked me if I'd be willing to consider interviewing. And I really wanted to come home. I felt like I could do a lot of good in Omaha. Then everything sort of fell right into place. I've never had a process go as smoothly.
When I was here, I was on the go all the time. My goal was to just really focus on building that theater resume. During that time frame, you couldn't really make a living in the arts. And so I ended up teaching down in Arkansas for 16 years in theater and speech and debate, but kept my eye always on the Playhouse and really and truthfully applied every time for a position that would open and never really got my foot in the door until here within the last 3 or 4 years.
This leadership team aims to build from what makes the Playhouse so great. Box-Higdom relays some of his personal goals for the Playhouse moving forward.
It's important that we find that niche of education that provides them that outlet, but it also provides them that home away from home, as well as, you know, providing programming that even provides that for adults. And I'm excited about being able to provide lots of different options and ideas and opportunities. So, you know, if folks are looking for that outlet, the Playhouse may be your place.
Orduña finishes with his vision, as well as the importance of the Playhouse in the community.
So we're really talking a lot about expanding our education programming and our outreach, not to be all Whitney Houston about it, but children are our future. A lot of people don't know this. We're the largest community theater in the country. That's an amazing thing. There's a real desire and need to lead in the conversations. For me, I'm excited about being able to reach into all of our communities and let people know everyone has a place here. As a young performer and, you know, of a certain age, I was that person that oftentimes, even though I wanted to do every show, I was like, there's not a place for me in that show. That's not a show I can do. And that has shaped me as a professional. When I direct, when I've been able to lead programming, it's like, you know, you can tell stories a myriad of ways. And what we do at the end of the day is play other people and tell other people's stories. And anybody can do that.
The Omaha Community Playhouse will be starting off their 101st season with The River Bride and Grease. More information can be found at omahaplayhouse.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.